That's how it goes sometimes, I guess.
Whatever.
So had kind of an amazing moment today. We ran a live stream on the internet wherein I was to fix an arcade video game. And we ended that stream successful. Like, oh, this machine seems to be working and awesome. We may have done it. We'll leave it overnight and see how it goes. And then at around the end of... So we shut it down, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to push this machine back and further back into place. And all that stuff. And then pushed it back into place and was talking to someone. I turned around and looked, and the screen was just black. And I was like, wait a minute. What the fuck? And it wasn't, like, the switch, like, it wasn't getting power anymore. And I was like, oh, good, good, we broke it for real. And now it's just dead. Turned out the power cable. So it's just a standard PC power supply in that thing, so... On the other end, it's just, you know, on the other end of that power cable, it goes inside the machine, and then there's another kind of connector, the same thing that's on the back of a, you know, like a PlayStation 4 Pro, like the big cable, you know, what you plug into the back of a PC for power. Exactly that. That connector almost certainly has a name, but I don't know what the fuck it is. Anyway, that had come loose inside the cabinet. So I kind of just had to push that back in there, and it's fine. I need to level it out. The legs kind of screw and unscrew to kind of help you get it level. It rocks back and forth a little bit, so I need to do that. And that's about it. Some people played it, and they seem to be having a good time, so that's dumb because it's near our desks and it's a bunch of people making a bunch of fucking noise near our desks, which is the exact opposite of what I want, but separate cord for the CRT. No, the monitor is all powered off the board and stuff. The monitor power comes separately. What is it? The monitor wires all come out into that edge connector, that jammector, and I want to say that power goes into the board and then out from the board to the CRT. But I don't remember. That's the thing I have, like, really extra double, triple, fucking zero experience with is monitor stuff in arcade machines. So, like, you can... get cap kits and try to fix stuff on them. And, all that shit, but yeah, that stuff's hard. It's nice when it's something easy like that. Hey, blow the dust out of this thing. All right. Yeah, cool. We're good. The combat flash, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I was looking at them on eBay today, a few minutes ago, and I don't know. We'll see if like that machine starts getting heavy use and people think it's cool and we're playing it a lot and all that other stuff. I would almost definitely do it just for the hell of it, because that'd be fun. But yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna go spend $80 or whatever it is on that kit if it's something no one's ever gonna use. So I don't know. I have my Blitz 99 machine at home. I could get the drive, you know, I could get a compact flash for that and do it to that one. That might be fun. But there's something nice about that thing. It's just, you know, it's all original stuff. That's kind of cool. I don't even know if I might not have the latest revision of Blitz 99. So I might need, you know, I might need chips for that one too. Or I guess, I mean, I could... I could upgrade that to 2000. But I don't think I'll do that. I think I like 99 too much. It's the sweet spot. Like, this is the most 2000 I've probably played in one session ever today. I also, after the stream, I flipped the dip switch on it that makes it boot Blitz first instead of Showtime first. So, by default, it'll load up football. Hans Zimmer is playing here on the 19th. Yeah, Perfect Circle. The XX. Hans Zimmer. His next three shows there. Oh boy, I am blocking the shit out of this intersection. That is a real fucked up move. Well, he's fine now. Warlord's machine? The Warlord's machine is in my house. It's, right there with my Blitz Machine and Missile Command and Smash TV. Those things have been going for a lot of money lately. I think one sold on eBay for $3,500. Which is... a lot. I got it for significantly less than that. Won a match and drawn to death. How is it? Is it actually worth playing? The training did not move me much. I don't know. I was gonna download it last night, but I didn't. Decent. There's someone on eBay turning Atomus Wave boards into, like, super guns, basically. Like taking the... You know, it's a cartridge-based arcade system based loosely on Sega's Naomi stuff that Sandy put a lot of games out on. And I guess someone's been taking them and adding component video out and all this other stuff. VGA and... selling those just motherboard alone for like $750 or so, which is kind of neat. I don't know that I think highly enough of the Atomus Wave catalog to really make that investment, but you could always play a little Rumblefish 2 or something. What else was it? Dolphin Blue or something. Yeah, I don't know.
It is Woman to Woman Wednesday tonight, and happy hour with me, HBO, your Sirius XM Fly. If you remember, I am
The King of Fighters Neo Wave, of course.
Police officers and female correction officers.
six slot MVS.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
I think having a consoleized MVS that lets you just play that stuff on a TV is pretty great, personally. You know, much smaller footprint than having a full arcade cabinet. Thank you. I would like to see, you know, this FPGA-based revolution come to proper fruition across a multitude of platforms, personally. When I think about buying more boxes that hook up to a TV, that Analog NT Mini has been a pretty cool thing. But it'd be great to have one that could so tackle 16-bit and maybe up, you know, as well. People are certainly using FPGAs to do arcade stuff, like to implement arcade hardware, which is kind of neat. It's all a little weird because it seems so specific, but you'll have like, oh, hey, here's an FPGA-based implementation of Galaga. You know, you got to supply the ROMs, but here it is. But yeah, it's more gates, pretty much. Must have more gates. That'll come along eventually, that dude that made all those cores for the Analog NT Mini. Working on his thing. Hopefully that thing comes to market. I would love to buy one of those. And then people have done, like, smaller, more kind of one-off things where, like, hey, here's an Amiga. Where they're kind of just selling you, here's a tiny Amiga. FPGA is based around that stuff, which is kind of neat too, but I want something that's kind of built from the ground up with that type of versatility in mind.
Electric area, serious exam.
FPGA Jaguar and 3DO, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's... There's still no acceptable substitute Jaguar. You know? The emulation is not good enough in that case. Like, it's just not... It's just not accurate enough. And I don't get the impression that... I don't know that any of the emulators that are out there are being actively worked on. There's a... Just Virtual Jaguar? Is that the only one? There are two. Maybe there's another one. Anyway, compatibility just hasn't been outstanding. So it'd be cool to see that stuff come along. Like, I've never played a Jaguar CD game, I don't think. I've seen them being played by people, but I've never owned a Jag CD. I don't intend to buy a Jag CD. But I own some Jag CD discs. Like, man, it'd be cool. Looking at them going like, eventually emulation will get far enough along and I can just play these discs. Project Tempest, that's the other one, yeah. And then they poured Virtual Jaguar to make it a LibRetro core, but I don't know, you know, like, I don't think the core emulator is getting a ton of updates. I don't know what the actual status of that is. That's, you know... So they're on Patreon now, the LibRetro stuff, RetroArch and all that stuff. Weird, I don't know, because, like, they, you know, they have people back, you know, like, porting stuff to their core format and all that stuff, and, you know, there are certainly skilled coders and stuff working on that project, but, like, ultimately, all the emulators, or most of the emulators, no, all the emulators are coming from external sources, so it's like, I, you know, like, I think that they're doing cool work as a front end, and, you know, the stuff they're doing to kind of unify emulators under one roof, and all their file scanning to give you nice playlists, and, you know, they're kind of finding, they're doing the thing with netcode in an emulator that I've wanted someone to do for a long time by just kind of building a lobby system and all this. Like, I just haven't really tried it, I've not got it to work, but my understanding is that it does work. And that stuff's all really cool. Like, the ease of use of emulation and all that stuff, I think, you know, it's a kind of way. I mean, to be fair, like, they have stuff that is, like, super arcane and crazy to set up in that thing. If you want to get it all running, like, you can run MAME in run end. They have a MAME core. But the directory structure, like, the hoops you have to jump through to make that happen, in my case, 1,000% not worth it. Because I'm doing all this on a PC where I would rather just run actual MAME. If I was building a cabinet, or if I was using a Raspberry Pi, or, you know, something where I was very dependent on the front-end experience, MAME to be very intimidating, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. You're crazy. It's the easy. Just put this stuff here. Okay, download this program that will audit your stuff and tell you what you're missing and what you have. It's basic stuff. Now, just play Zookeeper. Just sit down, play some Zookeeper, play a little Kicks. Play some of the weird sequels to the follow-ups to Kicks that were all porny. And relax. Yeah, I don't know. Some people just... It's I guess they are not universal concepts that are, like, easy for everyone to grasp, so I can see that. I can see that being weird. I mean, I guess it probably has a lot to do, like, I've been using MAME for 20 years, I guess. Probably. They just hit their 20-year anniversary, right? Been using that thing more or less since it started. I did not use Multipack, the emulator that they did before they started emulating non-Pac-Man games and changed the name of it, but, crazy thing to think about. I wish I was smart enough to contribute to that project in a meaningful way. I think I've said that before, but... good Virtual Boy emulator. Yeah, there's a fork of the Virtual Boy emulator that has Oculus Rift support, which is pretty fucking rad. The heart with Virtual Boy stuff actually is, oh god, it's raining suddenly and hard. Or did someone just use their, someone ahead of me just use their windshield washers? I can't tell. Well, it must have been that, because it stopped raining. But it sure looks like shit up there. Yeah, this might be on. This might be actual rain. For a split second. The problem with doing Virtual Boy stuff is that the Virtual Boy controller is a very strange thing, and it is not easy to map that stuff to a modern controller in a way that makes a ton of sense. trying to think. The Virtual Boy had two buttons over on the left D-pad as well, right? That's the stuff that makes it even weirder. Because I was thinking maybe you can use an N64 controller to do it. Because you got two D-pads. So you got the D-pad and you got the C buttons. And then you've got A and B. So, you know, that there are two buttons on the side of the right D-pad on a Virtual Boy controller. But is it... They also have two buttons on the other side and then also triggers... I wonder if an N64 controller would actually be the closest thing you can get to a Virtual Boy style configuration.
rock out to Yay. He's right here, y'all. Sirius XM Fly. Hey.
Perfume Genius, but it's ultimately up to you what you think. Take it or leave it, slip away.
Of their normal rainfall amount in the month of.
The away feed, internet 864. At 8:15, San Francisco takes on the D-backs in Arizona. Home feed, Sirius 137. XM 187, internet 840. Away feed on the net at 863. At 9:40, the Angels are into Oakland.
194-877-7894.
Unfortunately, we can't because I'm rich and famous and you're not. But why don't you just go out and buy my album? And tell your friends about it too so that they also buy.
Milwaukee's feed, Sirius.
By a cold brew, signature cocktails, great food, learn more. Game 5 players.
Into Texas, Rangers feed.
Anyway, they call a balk.
There we go, weird. Bottom of the 12th. No score. That's some fucking April baseball for you. Who gives a fuck?
The starter now gets the sign, goes into his stretch position.
Perfect.
The pitch. And Sandy foul tips it into the glove of Cervelli for a strike.
Just amazing how shallow Marte is playing. And Polanco.
Sandy gets one in the air over his head. This game's over. Also makes it easier to split the gaps when they're playing so shallow. 0-1 to Sandy. Time is called. So they continue to grind this game out.
Sandy's faced the starter twice, a walk and a strikeout.
Jackie Bradley Jr., the winning run at second base, gets a lead. The 0-1 pitch. And Sandy hits one high into left field. Way back, it's a walk-off home run for Sandy Leon. And the Red Sox win it 3-0. As Sandy gets his third hit of the night, and he knocks it over the Green Monster. And the Red Sox will win it to go to 2-0.
Well, all right.
One sweet swing of the bat of Sandy Leon, and this ball game is over.
Senyata was thrown out at the plate running through a stop sign. And the third inning winds up the hero, his first career walk-off.
Sandy Leon, the done with a home run, his first of the year. As Bastardo left one up on over the plate, and Sandy didn't miss it. He hammers it out. And the Red Sox win it in 12 innings.
Fastball right down the middle center. Oh.
So the first game-ending RBIs, the first walk-off for Sandy Leon. And the Red Sox take the second game of the year in exciting fashion.
I don't know if, well, I mean, okay, yeah, I guess exciting fashion, but a scoreless 12-inning game.
It took a little while tonight, Joe, but
I don't know that excitement is the word I would put anywhere near that game.
By Chris Sale and the
That's the sort of thing you look at and go like, man, we got to do something with baseball, you guys.
Spend more time cheering and less time banking. Learn more at your local branch or online at www.capitalone.com. Capital One Bank, the official.
But I guess some of that stuff is amazing.
Today's representing a winning run for the Astros.
And as Little League as that kind of appeal, you know, it does get you a little bit because you're thinking.
So here's a man who's driven in both of the Astros' runs, George Springer. He is 1-for-4 tonight, had the two-run double that tied the game in the seventh inning. Also reached on a wild pitch on a strikeout back in the third. Aoki Goodspeed at first, held on by Valencia. Pitch on the way, and it's outside. Anzanino can't find it for a moment. Now throws down to first, and Aoki scampers back. The ball popped in it straight up in the air. Zanino barehanded it. Aoki thought about trying to go to second, but made the wise choice.
That's good base running. You got to keep your eye, watch what's going on. A lot of guys just put their head down and take off.
Springer, 1-for-3 with a strikeout against Edwin Diaz last year.
By the way, Diaz, not even close with that last pitch.
He's thrown 5 consecutive out of the zone to start this appearance. 1-0 to Springer. That's low and away. Backhanded, one-hop slider. It's Zanino, and it's 2-0. Mel Sottlmeyer Jr., he's sensing things are amiss. He's going to jog out there and try and settle down his 23-year-old right-hander.
Hey, dude, pitch better.
Not a lot of extension.
Hey, man, just...
in particular.
You're pitching bad. Just, okay, I'm coming out here to tell you, you should just pitch...
Put the ball close
to the strike zone, or, you know, something. Don't walk people, get strikes, get them out. Nerves. Get these guys out.
Did
you ever see that movie, Major League? Guy walks over, and he's just strike this motherfucker out. Just do that. Do that. Ricky Vaughn, let's go.
Now the meeting will break up. Doug Eddings got to the front slope of the mound before Zanino headed back.
The old expression in the dugout is to keyhole a guy right here. Hasn't thrown a strike yet, so don't swing unless it's exactly where you want it.
Tie game, no one out, bottom of the ninth, Aoki the winning run at first. Throw over to first, and Aoki dives back safely. That was a throw over to first that sailed a little bit. Valencia had to reach up and to his left to grab.
They've got about 90 going over to first, too. He's pretty hyped up out there.
The 2-0. And that's rounded right at Seager playing on the line to second for one. Cano on the first. That's 2-5-4-3 double play.
Well, tough situation there. He's thrown one strike and he has 2 outs.
Seager, he wasn't on the line. That might get by, but of course in this situation, that's where the third baseman's going to be on a right-handed hitter. Tie ball game in the ninth. Now it's Bregman. He's 1-for-3 with a double and walk. He has also struck out.
He back to the code for his last at bat.
He struck out with second and third. First pitch. Did he go around? Yes, he did on the slider away, and it's nothing in one.
I wonder if anyone has the radio broadcasts of WWE pay-per-views. Because apparently you go back and watch some of the old ones, they talk about how they're like, we're broadcasting on the Armed Forces Network, or, you know. Or like WCW had its hotline where you could call up and wrestlers would be being interviewed and stuff like that. It was a 900 number. Like, I wonder if recordings of that stuff, surely people must have recorded some of that stuff.
The Boston Red Sox got a 3-run home run.
I would love to hear what a radio broadcast of a wrestling show sounds like.
That game was scoreless for 11 and a half innings before Sandy Leone's big fly to win it. Red Sox now 2-0. 1-2. Ground ball softly hit left side. Segura has it. Takes his time throwing the first. It's low and it gets away. It went into the camera well and bounced out, which means Bregman will get second base. That had trouble written all over it by the way Segura handled it. A one-hop throw that got past Valencia. And now with two outs, the Astros have the winning run in scoring position. And Jose Altuve coming to the plate. But you see what the Mariners do here. You have Altuve up here and Correa on deck. And first base open.
That throw came up about 5 feet short of the first base. I don't know what happened with Segura there. Had a lot of time. Mariners giving the Astros some extra chances.
So an error on Segura. Winning run in scoring position. Middle left field is back. First baseman Valencia even with the bag. Seager back at third. Outfield shaded the other way and in. Try and cut off a single. Or cut off a run at the plate. First pitch to Altuve. And that's smack foul at the first baseline for strike one. Jose is 0 for 4 tonight. Reached on a strike three wild pitch in the sixth inning. He's got hits in each of the first two games the Astros have played this year. And a hit hurt could win it. Altuve, 0 for 1 against Diaz. The 0-1. Tapper, weakly hit out in front of the plate. Zanino, he'll field it, throw to first in time, and we'll head to extra innings for the first time 2017. Astros had the leadoff man on. Weren't able to get the win. And so we go to the 10th. Astros 2, Mariners 2.
Coaxed it goes with things like this.
Comes the one strike offer. It's fouled back. Another curve, and it is nothing in two. Three runs, five hits for the Angels. No runs, one hit. The A's initial batter tonight, Matt Joyce with a single. The only base hit allowed by Richards so far. Maben last year did not begin the season on time because of a left wrist fracture, required surgery. Wasn't active until mid-May with the Tigers. He's pushed back on an 0-2 pitch. And it is 1-2. And he hit in his first 10 games and then went back on the disabled list in August with a left thumb sprain. But a solid 3-15 campaign. Made his debut in the big leagues in 07. 1-2 fastball tap weakly on the left side. Coming around the ball is Semien. Throws on the run. Maben can motor, but they get him by a half a step. And there's one away. Well, they played extra innings tonight. Boston and the Pirates scoreless until Sandy Leon decided to say, good night, Boston.
The 0-1 pitch.
And Sandy hits it high deep to left field.
I remember this.
Back a walk-off home run for Sandy Leon.
Real classic.
And the Red Sox winning 3-0. As Sandy gets his third hit of the night, and he knocks it over the Green Monster, and the Red Sox will win it to go to 2-0.
That's Tim Nebritt on Red Sox Radio with the call. Sale's debut. He began last year at 9-0. So a no decision for Sale in his debut. But they beat the Buccos. First pitch to Simmons. He fouled it wide at third base. Strike one to him. He doubled and scored in the second. It's 3-0 Los Angeles in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Changeup popped up out of play off to the right. And it is nothing in two. Espinoza waiting on deck. Simmons played for a team at Netherlands in the WBC. He had a left thumb injury in May last year. He reaches for a pitch, just chased it, got it off the end of the bat, fouled it back. And it stays nothing in two. He was diving for an Evan Longoria ground ball on May 8th and tore the ligament. And missed about 6 weeks, playing in 124 games last year. His first with the Angels coming over in a deal for Eric Ibar and the youngster Newcomb, the big left-hander, Sean Newcomb. Fastball high, fly ball left center field, chasing Rajay back. Should have room. He will as he steps on the warning track. Never in danger of going out, hit too high by the light-swinging Simmons. He's retired, and there's two away, though a big smile for Cotton. He's from the Virgin Islands, and Simmons from Curacao. there are two away. T.D. Gregorius, Kenley Jansen among those that are from there as well. But still a pretty one-sided deal. Ibar no longer with Atlanta, though he was a longtime ace killer. I think he was with San Diego last year and with somebody else this year. And Newcomb has not really pitched in the big leagues yet for Atlanta. Been hurt. A bunt attempt and a miss by Espinoza for strike one. 3-0 Angels in the fourth. Espinoza flared a base hit to left center, drove in two runs. He's got five RBIs in the series. Batting in the eighth spot for Mike Socin, their new second baseman. Switch hitter batting left. And the 0-1. Up there, missed inside and low. One ball, the one strike.
The only channel devoted to 24/7 coverage of the National Basketball Association is Sirius. Hear all the games you want to hear. For head coaches and players,
that's all the baseball that's on.
7 and XM Channel 86.
Kyle Hirschhorn with Sirius XM.
It's funny how the biggest ideas can make art.
On this Monday evening, a dark.
You won't get sold. It's been a minute.
You got me stressing. Soon as I open up the. Bitch, women can kill K. When I got a pick up a jump, man, 23 MJ. I ain't going back. Yeah, that's a no, I'm a Kim Bay. Be hopeless. Be what? Chris Gang. Home water.
Daddy, you count that. Me and Gibbo was about that. Eating Applebee's and Outback. Southwest, no first class. Him rooms got a double up. Writing our name on a double cup. We ain't even have a tour bus. Girls wouldn't even think of recording me. I fall asleep in sororities. I had some different priorities. Weezy had all the authority. Women I like was ignoring me. Now they like, aren't you adorable? I know the question rhetorical. I took the team play from Oracle. Mama never used to cook much. Used to Chef KD. Now me and Chef KD. Bet on shop for 20 G's. I brought the game to his knees. I make too much these days. They ever say poor me. Way that I never see. Free smoke, ay. Free smoke, ay. Free smoke, ay. Niggas move so waste. Please come outside the house and show yourself so I can say it to your face. It's bound to happen, man. It's gotta happen now, so let's just get it out of the way. A lot of niggas going bad, only please one at a time. I wanna move to Dubai, so I don't ever have to kick it with none of you guys. I didn't listen to Hope on that old song when he told me pay no mind. I get more satisfaction out of going at your head and seeing all of you die. And I seen a lot of you die. Free smoke, ay. Free smoke, ay. Free smoke, ay. Hidden hills where I pose, yeah. Yeah, you already know, yeah. I'm the troublemaker in the neighborhood, far as troublemaking goes, yeah. House party of the road, yeah. I'm not kidding, play. This kid doesn't play about the flow, yeah. Y'all keep playing with your nose, yeah. You get high and do the most, yeah. How you let a kid fighting ghosts, writing rumors turn into a ghost? All you niggas got jokes. Free smoke.
This ain't no remix now. This is a real nigga reunion. Ha ha. This is for the city bump going so hard. I said I have official and I can rap too. Now I gotta carry this torch like a statue. I'ma bring it back to when rapping was factual. And if you was a rat, it's a rap if they catch you. Niggas didn't at you, they get at you. When loyalty was more than a tattoo, y'all remember that too? Just watch. I'ma bring the Grammy back to Big Pun Block. Lick one shot for Trayvon and Romali. To all the moms who lost their kids, I'm sorry. Watched Eric Garner get choked, that shit scarred me. Now I'm on it like the young Marcus Garvey. Mommy tryna slide me, told her don't even bother. The pussy the only thing you got to offer. These niggas soft, they miss Parker. I'm on it like Pocky, it's just a little darker. Death before the sauna, that's how I was started. Real niggas do real things, that's how we own it.
Let's go to day J 45, Mike's on Davies. That boy Fab Raekwon. New York shit.
Thank you for the gun noises. I don't know if the song's any good or not. Oh, wait. They're firing the gun. It's definitely good. They wouldn't fire the gun off. I mean, you know. All right. I'm home. Everybody have a good night. Do your thing. I'll see you later.